Jane and the Prisoner of Wool House, being the sixth Jane Austen mystery, by Stephanie Barron. Copyright 2001 by Stephanie Barron. Chapter 1. A Passage Down the Solent. Monday, 23 February 1807, Southampton. Had I suffered the misfortune to be born a man, I should have torn myself early from the affections of my family and all the comforts of home, and thrown my fate upon the mercy of the seas. That fresh salt slap, as bracing as a blow, the bucking surge of wave upon wave, a riderless herd never to be bribed or charmed into complaisance, the endless stretch curbed by no horizon, that must unfold an infinite array of wonders before the eyes, exotic climes, benighted peoples, lost cities set like rubies among the desert chasms. Oh, to sail the seas as my brothers have done before me, free of obligation or care beyond the safety of one's self and one's men, free of the confines of home and earth-bound hopes, and all the weight of convention like an anchor about one's neck. Casting my eye across the extent of Southampton water to the New Forest opposite, verdure indistinct behind a scrim of morning fog, I shuddered from suppressed excitement as much as from the chill rising off the sea. From my position on Southampton's Watergate quay, I might dip my hand for a time in the cold current of English history. Southampton water and the Solent that runs between the mainland and the Isle of Wight just south have ever been the point of departure for great adventure, for risk and high daring, and fortunes made or lost. Here the troops of King Henry embarked for the Battle of Agincourt. Here the Puritan colonists hauled anchor for the New World. It is impossible to stand within sight and sound.